We're holding just after the pasuk Achas Sha'alti. We said last week, "Rak zehu hatoy v'chol zul laseh sheyachshu b'nei adam latoy v'ena lehevel v'shav niseh." Only dveikus Hashem, kiruvah Hashem, that is what's toy, that shleimus. It's not just the Eibishter created us for Dveikus Hashem, which is a good thing, but there could have been other good things. No, and it is the only good thing. The only thing which is Be'etzem good. On absolute terms. Be'etzem Shleimus. Omno. Nesha Yizke Ha'odom. Latoiva Hazois. In order to, but for a person to be Zoyche to this, Ro'ui she'yamol v'shoynav yishtadl b'yigiyoy liknoise. It's fitting that he should work hard first and try with his efforts to be koined. Why is it wrong? She'yamol v'shoynav yishtadl b'yigiyoy liknoise. It's Ro'ui. What's the chat? It's Ro'ui. So this the Yesod, which I mentioned before, Yesod called Nahama de Kisufa, that's what they say, shameful bread. Your Gemara, Yerushalmi, says a person eats something which is free, then he has his misbayish to look in the face of the one who gave it to him. So therefore, this Gvaltig Azach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have doesn't give it as a free gift. You have to work for it. It's Kach Nifsak in Hilchus Doker that if you have a choice of giving an Oni money or giving him a job to do, then he should earn the money. It's a bigger chesed to give him a job, he should earn the money. He won't feel that busha. The obvious question people ask is, the Rebbe Hashem is creating the world, and he's creating all the midas, and it all starts from Ayin. There's no echreach to anything. So the Rebbe Hashem is creating a world with midas. Why create this inyan that Navid Kisufa, the person's misbayish, listakel, ba'ape, the one who gives him a free gift? And then you complicate everything, and you told me, therefore, you want to give schar, but the person has to earn the schar, so therefore I have to create an olam hazeh with nisyonos, so that he should earn his olam haba. All right, don't get complicated. Don't create this whole busha business. Don't create this busha business, then you could just create olam haba, create the odom, and give him olam haba, and you won't have a problem. The answer to that question is something which we have to understand a bit deeper. Now, Lamaisa, the Ramchal here is meramis to it, to a little deal, because he says, it's ro'ui she'yamol rishoyna, v'yishtal b'gir l'knoisa. Why is it ro'ui? Why is that ro'ui? Because he would feel busha, therefore it's ro'ui. I don't know if you call that ro'ui. I would say, if that the whole problem would be that there's a shtickle problem, that if he's going to get this shleimus, a free gift, he'll feel busha. So I would have said it was toiv she yamol rishoyne mishtal b'gir liknoisa. In other words, the olam haba, the schar, will be more toiv if you won't feel the busha. It'll be a better schar. It's not ro'i. Why is the word ro'i? Ro'i means it's fitting. It's on an absolute basis. It's correct, not because a person will feel bad. Therefore, that's not really ro'i. Bal kol ponim, whether you're masking with me or not, but we have to explain this shaila because. Why do we have to explain the Shaila? I could just tell you Kacha. Because Lamaisa, if we understand this Yisoid a bit deeper, then we'll understand it a lot better. The whole Tachlis of Bris Adam will understand much better. And it's really a Hemshecha of what we saw last week. in Derech Hashem, he spells it out, this whole idea of Naam de Kisufa. Why does the Mekabel Matana feel busha? Why does the Oni feel busha? So I'll give you a marshal. You have an Oni who's destitute, doesn't have any money, and he's knocking on the door of a Gevir, and he's asking him for money so he could eat and he could survive. If he doesn't get any money, he'll die, starve to death. So the Gevir is merachem on him and gives him money, and he survives. The Maisa, the busha is not stab a busha. The busha is because this Oni actually has no kiyum mitzad atzmoi. His whole life is totally on the money he's getting from the gvir. So the gvir is everything. The gvir is giving him. The gvir has the money. The gvir is giving him the money. And the Oni, it's like Chazal say, Oni is choshev kemeis. Be'etzim, this Oni is like a mace, and the gvir is a chai. It's not the vaunt. It's not just a simple vaunt that he goes red in the face, that type of busha. He feels bad because he's getting a free gift. No, it's much more than that. It's that the Oni is be'etzim has no kiyum mitzad atzmoi. The Oni is just a satellite in the Oshir's world. But if, let's give a different seal. Let's give a seal of this Oshir has a very chosh of a house, a very chosh of a garden. And he needs a gardener. He doesn't have a gardener. And the garden is getting overgrown. When you have a very choshva house with a very choshva garden, when it's overgrown, it gets weeds and everything, it looks disgusting. If you wouldn't have such a choshva garden, it wouldn't be a terrible thing. But once you've got a very, very choshva garden, the more choshva something is, the more that the negative things stare. You know, like they always bring Misholim, that if a speck of dirt on the king's crown is far worse than a speck of dirt on a poshta mensch's hat. If something's supposed to sparkle, then a mash ushters. So this garden's getting overgrown. But he doesn't have a gardener, and he can't do it himself. He doesn't know how to do the garden, or is there time, or the posher doesn't know. The Oni knocks on the door, and this Oni knows how to garden. He knows how to do gardening. So if the Gevir gives him a job, he employs him to do his garden. But Etzim, the Oni is not a mace anymore. The Oni has a kiyum mitzad atzmoi. And really, the Oni and the Oshir are shovim b'shovim. Now, you have to be able to put aside the silly deus that people grow up with, especially in affluent society and societies where money is everything. And so if money is everything, so what do you mean? How can the Oni, who's only a gardener, Nebuch, be shove to this big rich man who's got a big house? You know, in a society where they say this mias vort, it's korov to nivul peladaiti. People say, how much is he worth? And you shuts up a mensch lefi his bank account. So the gvir is a multimillionaire, so he's worth this. And the Oni has a minus in his bank account. So we don't call him an Oni, let's call him the gardener. The gardener doesn't have any money at the moment in his bank account. He's a minus. He gives the bank money, so he's not worth anything. He's worth a minus. If you want to know, Al Pi Torah, how much a mensch is worth, there are two ways of shutting up a mensch. Al Pi Torah, Agav. One is, we really want to know, the, he says, take the mensch to a Shuk Shel Avodim, let him be valued. Okay, this big gvir, multi-millionaire, take him to the shuk. You want to know how much he's worth? Take him to the shuk shel avadim, and we'll see what can he do. Let's see. Yeah, how much is he worth? You know, they'll test his muscles. They'll see what can you sell him as, and then we'll see how much he's worth. That's one way of working out. The other way is looking parasha Erechin, the parasha of Erechin, and we have the Torah's koveh, each different ages, the fee whether he's a man or a woman. That's how much a person is erech when he gives the erech to the Beis HaMikdash. Nowhere do we find in Torah that the money a person has in a bank account or in investments or something else makes enough committed to the mensch. So be'etzem, these two people are exactly the same. Why? Because they both have something and they're both lacking in something. The gvir has money and he's lacking the koach to do the garden. The gardener has the koach to do the garden and he's lacking in money. So then they exchange when he employs the gardener. So the gardener exchanges his koach of gardening, changes it into money, and the gvir changes money into the koach of the garden. So the gardener, the point is, the nekuda is this. This is what you have to understand, not whether they're shavi or not. This is the nekuda. The oni who gets a free gift is a base. He doesn't have any schus ki of mitzad atzmoi. The gardener has a key of mitzad atzmoi because he has the koach of gardening. So his existence be'etz mitzad atzmoi. He needs money, b'seder. So he changes his gardening koach to money. But his kiyum is mitzad atzmoi, not mitzad the gvir. Hashem kei the oni is a satellite from the gvir. So in Derech Hashem he explains that's what it means that the person who gets a free gift is misbayish listakel ba'ape of the noisein because he has no schus kiyum. He's just a pawn in that man's life, a satellite in his life. So when the Eibishter creates the Adam and he wants to give us Olam Haba, he wants to give us this matzav of lisanig al Hashem. He wants to give us, like we've just learned now, shleimus amiti, and shleimus amiti is being dovik with Hashem, becoming part of the shleimus of Hashem. What's the side of Hashem Yisbarach? That he exists, that he's mukhrach ha-metzis, and he's not tali on anything else, not tali on anyone else. So what's the aleph that we need to give the Adam to make him more ra'ui for this shleimus? The ability to be a self-existing person. Now, kamuvan, a nivra can never be mamish like the boire, because he can never be actually self-existing. By the etzem fact that he's a nivra. He needs the boire to create him. He needs the boire to keep him in existence. But once we've gone past that's mukhrach, that can't be changed. But once we've gone past that, the Eibishter creates a system whereby the Adam can become self, earns his existence, his nitzchiyistik existence. He gives the mensch the koach habechira, which the mensch himself uses. And now everything that a person has in Olam Haba is mitzad the mensch himself. That's why Olam Haba Chazal call Yesh. Lahadchil le'oy havai Yesh. What's Yesh mean? Yesh means a mitzias, something which is. It exists, it's there. Lahadchil le'oy havai Yesh. So it's a gewaltige Sach. What's Lahadchil le'oy havai Yesh? That the Rabbeinu Shalom gives true mitzias. Olam Haba is true mitzias. Because we earned it ourselves, we did it ourselves. So if we're talking about the shleimus that the Shmor wants to give us, is a shleimus amitis. Shleimus amitis is roi sheyavol rishoni vishtadl miyagia liknoiso. It's roi that it should be part of the mensch. And if it's not part of the mensch, if it's just the matnas chinam, then in what way is this Adam actually sholing? If it's just about the schidim, it's not really part of him at all. It's like all the money that the Oni is spending, the Oni is spending, is the Gvir's money. So good, he can go to the shop and he can buy himself food, but the Maisa, it's not the Oni really, it's the Gvir. So it's the Gvir's money. So in what way is the Oni be'etzem any better? Is the Oni have any type of shleimus? The gardener who has the koach to garden, he has a shleimus mitzad atzmoi. He has a metzias mitzad atzmoi. So the Eibishter that gives us the ability to be koach in this shleimus means that we have a b'midas ma, the shleimus mitzad atzmeinu. We're more doime to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose metzias is self-contained. This way we have a certain level of self-contained metzias. It's roi b'yad, sheyavul rishoyni mishtadol b'yigiyoy liknoisa, to be koineit. Now, liknoisa, to be koine, is an interesting term as well. Kinyan means you're taking something and you're making it yours. He doesn't say it's roi sheyavol rishoni mishtadel lehishtalem to become sholem. He says you've been koine this shleimus. What's the pshat? How you koine this shleimus? How you koine olam haba? How you koine lisaneg al Hashem lehoras mizif shchinosay? When people think of terms of schar ve'oinish, they think of terms of schar like when you go to an amusement park and if you get the rings on a peg, but if you get it on that peg, you get 50 cents. If you get it on that peg, you get a dollar. So be'etzem, that's the schar, that's the prize. People think that once it means schar ve'oinish, that if you do a lot of mitzvahs, at the end of your life, the Rebbeinu Shalom adds up a scorecard. You did kach and kach mitzvahs, kach and kach averes, makes the sach hakol. Sach hakol is 5,746 points. You are zoiche to, this size house in Olam Haba. That's a mistake. Because be'etzem the avodas ha'odom, the schar, is the result of everything that he does, and one's koine the schar, one actually makes a kinyan in the schar. One acquires it and makes it part of ourselves. It's not that there's a system, like when you throw the rings on the pegs. So you don't, and there's no etzem reason why you should get 50 cents for this one and a dollar for that one, other than they decided a set of rules. This is what we're giving if you do this. It's not be'etzem. Masha ein kein in mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are that we actually are koineh, not because there's a set of rules like that. We create with our pu'ulas of mitzvahs, we are koineh this matzav, lisanig al Hashem, le'anis v'siv shlinosay. So how can you be koineh lisanig al Hashem? How can you be koineh to be dovik to Hashem? He says, v'haynu. So how do you do that? She'yishtadel lidovik bo yisbarach. Life in Olam Hazeh is to try and get close to Hashem. Lidovik bo yisborach. Bekoyach maisim. How do you get close to Hashem? Dveikus b'Hashem. Don't make a mistake. People sometimes use the word dveikus, and it implies, what's dveikus? It's like big tzaddikim, they know how to roll their eyes up and do funny things and all sorts of, that's dveikus, wow, he's a heiliger mensch, he's this, and he can make his eyes go white and do all sorts of interesting things, he dresses very funny, he does all sorts of weird, that's not dveikus, Rabbi Yisrael. Well, you see people shockling at 5,000 miles an hour, think, oh, that's Dveikus. That's not Dveikus. It's Hergel, it's Mishigas, whatever. Dveikus is to connect with Hashem. Very simple. We spoke about it when we spoke about Dveikus in learning Torah. Learning Torah, you connect with Hashem. You hear Hashem talking to you. Every mitzvah is be'etzem, a connection with Hashem. We spoke about this a few weeks ago here in this vod. Hashem, the tzivuyim of Hashem. The tzivuy makes a kesher with Hashem. So how do you get lisaneg al Hashem? It's to be miskasher with Hashem. It's roy sheyishtada lidoveg bo yisbarach. How do I get that to make us connect to Hashem? Bekach maisim shetoladetom sehoinyan. To do maisim, which will produce this dveikus, v'heim heima mitzvahs. The Hainu, the wise person learns this, and you can say, "Wow, what's that nogea to me?" It's very nogea. It's mamish nogea. It's nogea to. It's a, you know, person has to take the ideas. The whole point of this vad is to teach you. Take this idea, take it into our lives today. So when I do mitzvahs. When I learn Torah, when I daven, what he's telling me is I should try to connect with Hashem. I should try to find Hashem in this world. I have to try and find Hashem in this world. We're going to daven Ma'ariv now. What are we going to do? What are we about to do? We're going to spend a few minutes talking to Hashem Yisbarach. Are we going to do that, or are we going to spend a few minutes, like I said in the Vad yesterday, talking to the wall, talking to the air, or dreaming? What are we going to do? Here we have an opportunity. Chazal worked out a whole Seder of how to connect to Hashem Yisbarach. Look, it's dark outside. What does that tell you? What? I don't know. It's dark. That's the way the world works. What are we going to do? We're going to look at this dark, and we're going to say, Baruch Atah Hashem, talking direct to Hashem. Elokeinu, Melech HaOlam, Hashem Bidvarei, Mariv Aravim. You made it dark. It wasn't stump dark. You made it dark. There are stars out there. Besadeh HaKochav Kirtzoinoi. We don't see too many stars now. We have all the street lamps that take away the ability to see the stars. You only see the stars properly when you go into the country. You don't see, there's no street lamps, then you can spoil how many stars there are out there. And you come back, you wonder, why aren't there any stars in Yerushalayim? Where'd they all go? Terrence is because all the street lamps. But if you would look up, you'd see the stars. It was sad that you can't say anything. Then you think, you remind us of we're addressing Hashem, we're talking to Hashem. There's a gewaltige opportunity. I think I mentioned to you the difference between the Dveikus in Tefillah, the Dveikus in Torah, is that the Dveikus in Torah is actually much greater than the Dveikus in Tefillah. Because the Dveikus in Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to us. But we don't realize it so easily, because we think we're doing the learning, and we're just reading a book and saying over the words. We don't realize when we say Omar Abaya, Omar Rava, that Abaya and Rava are talking to us. So we don't realize when we're learning Rashi that Rashi is talking to us, and Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, they're all talking to us. Pirush Rashi on the Gemara is be'etzim like listening to the Shir of Rashi. If Rashi would teach us the Gemara, then Rashi would be would say exactly these words. You have one Maila, though. If you listen very carefully to what he's saying in the Shir, and you don't chap, and you think there's a Dirk, you can put your hand up and you can ask him, what does the Rebbe mean with this Dirk? And he'll tell you, and you'll actually understand the Emes instead of your philosophizing, which might not be right. But I'm not sure that he would tell you. He might say it over again, exactly those same words. And a mashgiach, it was very frustrating sometimes. He asked him sometimes a shaila after the shmuz. He would say over exactly the same words he said in the shmuz. In other words, you have to think about it. I'm not giving it away to you. But I'll kopon him. So it's Rashi talking to us. It's Rashi, it's Abai, it's Robert, it's Rebbe, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to us. But that's harder to appreciate. it's happening, it's a mitzvah, and therefore we get Kedusha in our neshamas. When we do a mitzvah, before we do a mitzvah, before we learn Torah, we say Birchas HaTorah, that's the time to focus that it's actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to us. But and before we do every single mitzvah, we talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say Baruch HaTorah Hashem, and the Kedem Melech HaOlam, Sheh Kedushan Mitzvah, V'tzivanu Kach V'kach. You metzave me to do this, and I'm doing it. Ribbono Shalom, I connect with you. I'm putting on my tefillin because it's you. I'm putting on my tzitzis because it's you. I'm washing my hands because ultimately it comes from you. Everything that I'm doing, you go to the bathroom, you come out of the bathroom, you lidovek bo yizbarach. You misbinding on what just happened. A tremendous chesed. Hashem yotzei sa'adam b'chochma v'chule. Baruch ato Hashem roifeich omosem afli lasois. Davening is kuloi as being davening to Hashem. So in davening, the dveikus is clearer to us. In learning, the dveikus is greater because Hashem's talking to us. Here in davening, we're talking to Hashem. We're ma'amin, the Rosh Hashem shomea tefillah, but maybe he won't be. Chas v'sholem. But even if he is, he's not responding back directly. In Torah, he's talking to us. But it's more conscious dveikus in davening. All of life, what he's telling us, all of life, 24/7, is about this. Is lishtada lidovik v'yisparach mekoch ma'is, which is about the same idiot. That's what life's all about. We can find Hashem in our little world. We don't have to be the Ramchal to find Hashem yisparach. You don't have to be on such a high madrega. The higher madrega you are, the more the closer you'll get to Hashem. But we can start now and get close to Hashem as much as we can in our world with our ma'asim, with our mitzvahs. That's a mitzvah. So you take this idea and you can bring it into our lives currently, our current lives. Bez Hashem.